This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
And it's a good morning to you. And to you. And especially to you, ya habibi. Let's dance through all. That's how we dance, huh? It's kind of cool.
حبيبي شو حلو
حبيبي يا علي
هالقمر شوفوا ما أجمله بس أنا عبالي دلله وحياتي ما حدا بقى يزعله شو حلو.
Good morning to you and especially to you and to you يا حبيبي
شوفوا ما أجمله بس أنا عبالي دلله وحياتي ما حدا بقى يزعله.
I got to tell you, what a way to start a show. Like, you know, this is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. Nathan Rowe is in New York City. And the Unview is, for one reason, it exists. You know why it works? Because we are the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Here's the point, guys. Who's thin?
Starving actors.
Stephen Jabba, yeah.
What up, everybody?
Claire Taylor. And the rich is the...
In my dreams.
Well, the whole thing. This is why we call it the Unview. Because no one ever is that thin.
No.
And no one is that rich. But I promise you, we are all fabulous. he's dying. That's what happens. That's how it goes. what are you doing?
I'm a live. How's it going? Live on Instagram.
Like, okay, is this? I don't understand how it works. The Instas, the Twitters.
I'll give you a tag.
Okay. Hi. How you doing? How you doing?
Nice.
Firstly, Matilda, the musical is exceptional, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Well done.
Cheers.
We are having a lot of fun.
It's a weird, strange musical.
Oh, it's delightful, though. I mean, it should be extreme. Roald Dahl didn't deal in half measures. Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely.
It shouldn't. I mean, it shouldn't have. So that's the point.
Don't be afraid to go the whole hog. That's one of his quotes, isn't it?
I think it's epic and it's a spectacle. And I don't think people are expecting what they're going to see. They don't know. They're never ready.
Because they thought of Danny DeVito and Rita Pillman and they thought of that movie. And then they had no clue. And this little child going like, no one had an idea.
No.
I loved every second of it.
Stunning.
And you're the worst. Giving it to us, so.
And you're the worms, words, woods, whatever they call
the
them.
The worm woods.
But you're horrible humans.
Terrible.
Oh, despicable. The worst.
Shocking.
Obnoxious, self-obsessed.
I hate you people.
Nasty. And it's so much fun. We love to be hated.
No, not really.
The villains. It's great
but
to play the villains.
Who gives up their child who's so beautiful called Matilda?
They're terrible people.
Who does that?
Oh, Alan.
I know.
There will always be one or two cynical members of the audience who come up to you afterwards and say,
how dare you?
No, they come up and say, you were my favorite.
Really?
In hushed tones, they're guilty to admit it. But, you know, like, the villains do have the most fun. Let's not take away from the fact that at the center of this show is the most incredible little girl.
Well, I've got to tell you, so Matilda is spectacular. And then I always think of Snow White and that evil witch and...
Trunchbull style. That is one fabulous character done.
Guys, have you ever done panto?
Yes.
Guilty.
Yes, but we were in the same one year.
And Janice is exceptional.
Yes, sir.
And I've got a titty. Snow White is opening this week. Aren't we proud?
Yeah,
this is also happening at the same time.
So much going on.
So much stuff. And I've got Desmond Dube on the line right now.
Wonderful.
Wow.
On stage, about to prepare for 10:30. Mr. Dube, how are you?
Fantastic, man. I'm here with Matt.
What up, Ellie?
Hi, boy. Are you there? Sorry, I'm going to try.
We just stepped out of warm-up.
Are you warming up?
No, well, we're cooling down at the moment. We're
standing outside.
Guys, firstly...
For some of the body,
So we've got Stephen Jabba and Claire Taylor in studio with us. They've done the Panto before, and you know, we're so proud because Panto is so superb, and it's so great to have great theatre going on at the same time. Because so Desmond, are you there? Who's on the line?
Well, it's Desmond and Matt.
Okay, Matty.
Yeah.
Stick on this line. I'll call Des on his line because I can't hear.
Oh. What's that? Okay.
Okay, go to Desmond.
All right, so you'll call Matty in a bit.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, you, no, no, I'll call Matty. Okay, Des, you say.
Okay, cool.
Is that how it works?
I'm going to call you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick, do you separate?
Go well for the breakfast show, huh?
Yeah, this is how we do it.
Hardcore.
Is it a double show day, a triple show day?
It's all the shows.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, Desmond, I mean, isn't it incredible to be such a dame? I mean, how's your wife and how's your kids?
Well, my wife is great. She's fantastic. She just wonders how I run around in this female clothing for 90 minutes in a show, you know. So, but the kids love it. the kids love it. I love it. I have a lot of fun. This is probably one of the best privileges to be able to have fun and get paid for it this time of the year.
Desmond, I have to ask you a question, a radio question. How's John Robbie?
John Robbie is good.
Isn't he the best?
John Robbie is good, man. He's good. I think he was just a little bit in a retirement mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit unfair of us to go and grab him out of his retirement to bring him here. So he suddenly finds himself having to sugar up a bit, you know, to drink a lot of sugar and get energy through the sugar.
Desmond, can I ask you a question? Why
yes,
is it that we love Panto so much? Why does it appeal every year that these wonderful musicals and these plays and it works with people? And, you know, I'm so happy because if we look at a time of the year often when kids are working and going to school and the right thing to do, which is absolutely what you got to do. But now at the end of the year, to go and watch Matilda at the theatre and then to walk up to the Joburg Theatre and go and listen and watch a pantomime and to enjoy The Little Prince and to walk around and to see the magic of the world instead of watching a TV show. I think this is what it's about.
I think that's absolutely it. But I think it's also a culture, which is something in the art that we sort of did right. You know, we created a culture of certain shows being expected by audiences at a certain time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people sort of get used. I mean, some of our tickets get sold out. Well, not sold out, but start selling from as early as December of the year before.
Mm.
You know, so it means it's a culture. You know, families out there are able to plan and so on. And maybe that's why our conventional theater doesn't do so well, because people don't know what's coming and people have got busy lives, you know. But I think it's the one thing that we did right. I personally think if we had done the same thing with films in this country, where people expect something to come out at a certain time of the year, we would have a culture of movie attendance, you know. Maybe wrong, but I think if we had done that in the beginning, or I guess it's not too late, we can still do it then, you know.
You know, Desmond, 25 years in the business, you've done this. Let's get back to it. I mean, come on. How many Pantos? Right. This is your fourth, I think.
This is my sixth.
Sixth?
Wow.
Sweet Jesus.
Sixth, yeah.
Hello.
Triple Saturdays, baby.
So this is how you lose weight. I promise you, I want to do a Panto just for diet.
Dude, this is exactly why I do the Panto.
I get it.
I was about to say to you, if you were to ask me the question why I enjoy doing Pantos, first I get paid and around December. But secondly, I get to lose weight for January, February, March, and then gain it back again in June and July.
But you know, Desmond Dube, and I want to just say this. What a talented human. I have met you. We've walked through the realms of the Urban Brew Studios when Three Talk was happening and you were doing your show, and those were the days and things happened. But if you go back 15, 16, kind of 20 years ago, you kind of think about how diverse we can be as artists, as producers, as performers. Right. And the whole thing is, I would imagine one thing is that we're creating more of that art culture amongst young people.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that's the point, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have to. I mean, our industry obviously forces us to be diverse. You know, I have a mentorship program for boys who grow up without their fathers, who also have an interest in the arts. Mm-hmm. And I constantly say to them, you've got to be able to understand the wholesomeness of the art. You've got to be able to, you know, to expose yourself to shows like the pantomime. Mm-hmm. Go and watch shows. You know, a soccer player who doesn't watch other soccer players play is probably the worst soccer player. I don't know any soccer player who don't watch others play. You know, but for some reason in the arts, particularly the young ones, the millennials, they call them, think they can just create a world of their own without necessarily learning from others. You know,
Desmond, they think of idols and X Factor, and it's a quick fix.
Instant.
There's no quick fix here. There's hard work.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is how it works. Desmond, right. Can I ask you a question? Now, you play the Great Dame in Snow White, the pantomime. What do you sing in that show? What do you sing in the show?
Kunrak is our musical director.
Ah.
He's the loudest white guy I've ever met in my
life. Okay, he's loud. Okay, so what do you sing in the show?
A mic. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you sing in the show?
What do I sing? Sing, man. Are you questioning my singing
ability? I am questioning. What do you sing in the show?
I sing like a woman, but, you know, we've got some interesting playlist of, you know, known music and maybe a little bit of...
Okay, Desmond, do me a favor. Desmond Dube, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Are you on your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, turn it off. I'll phone you back now. Watch this.
Okay. All right,
wait. Let's see. He's going to sing a song. Wait. Everybody sings before 9. Always before 9:20. You know what we do? We're so full of nonsense. This is why we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Because we're always fabulous. What? Desmond?
But kindly drop me a text or email me. That's
a clientele life.
Wait, let's see. Let's see if we can get this loud. But I don't know. It's all on.
Please do not leave me a voice
message. He won't sing it. I'll get it. I promise you we'll do it now. Let's try again.
No, he switched to flight mode. That's the last you'll get out of Desmond.
Okay, all right. So, this is what we're going to do. Claire Taylor, what's your favourite song?
Whew, my favourite song.
We do this
song
every time before 9, at least 9:17.
Putting me
all
on
right?
the spot here. I am...
We're going to karaoke it.
A musical theatre baby, so all my favourite songs are from musical theatre.
Go, give me.
Dance 10 looks 3, a chorus line.
Do you want to write it in? Because you can do what you want.
Oh, goodness.
So this is cliffcentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and I'm here with the two fabulous... Stephen Jabba. Is it Jabba or Yabba? I keep doing this with you.
Oh,
every
sorry.
Year.
I mean, I don't you mean this. To give you cause for
but
concern.
You hate me.
Or, oh, yeah.
But you hate me for
I
this.
Do not. I do not. You've created your own kind of...
Stefana Jabba.
You've got a complex about it. You can go with Jabba. Jabba like rubber, but who knows? Who
but you, but
knows?
You know I've done this before.
Well, it's I wouldn't know how to pronounce my surname.
Do we push play?
I mean...
It's heaven forbid.
Let's see.
Can you hear? I suppose. I mean, I saw what they were hiring.
Lyrics, huh?
I also swiped my dance card once after.
But why did you just put your own thing into it and do it?
Oh gosh! All right.
You see, Claire, everybody's got to get involved.
What's going on? It's chaos.
On the spot.
No, it's nothing's chaotic. It's quite lovely,
it's
actually.
Fabulous.
It is fabulous. It's impromptu.
This is what we
and
do.
Exciting. Let's see if we can have a look here. All right. So, being a musical theatre baby, I don't think I would be able to sing anything other than musical theatre. Oh, but, you know, we've got an
Claire Taylor from Matilda the Musical.
Playing my lovely wife, Mrs. Wormwood.
Have we got it there?
Goodness gracious me.
Oh.
Oh, I told you.
The anticipation is killing me.
I know.
I suppose now would be a great time for an ad for my cell phone provider who is buffering my YouTube video. Oh, wow.
Shame.
What, you're not using the Cliff Central Wi-Fi?
Why not?
Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's happening. Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to be a great success.
You might have to do it Acapulco.
Guys, can we have one discussion after this?
It's Mother Buffer.
Hey!
Guys, can I ask you a fair question?
Please.
A fair question. I know, like, we all are kind of like
sick of the
blushing.
Unfair ones.
Okay. Was the unview. How can the universe or the United States and Russia,
getting deep now,
60 years ago, take two men in space, put them on the moon, and Vodacom can't sort this out?
Right.
How is that possible? And they brought them back.
MTN in this case.
60 years ago. Is that humanly possible? That after 60 damn years, South Africa cannot sort out their
telecommunications, Wi-Fi,
I mean, guys,
internet.
60 years ago. Think about it.
Killing me here.
The space rocket went up. They walked to the moon. They came down. They said, how's it going?
Sure.
60 years ago, 1969. It's 63. Is that possible? It's called insanity.
It is.
So, Matilda the Musical, Roald Dahl, was around at that time.
Yes, he was.
What a wonderful piece.
True. From a wonderful man. And I think in Tim Minchin, the lyricist and, mm-hmm. and music composer, Roald Dahl has found his music match. I think if Mr. Dahl was still alive, he would have given it his stamp of approval.
Absolutely.
The songs are just as zany, just as quirky as the man's authorship. And yeah, it's a joy to sing the material from the show. So, I mean, I don't know if you want to give that a spin instead.
Guys, I'll tell you one thing I love is that firstly, the actresses that play Matilda.
Oh, they're incredible.
Are exceptional.
Three little girls, they are drilled to perfection. They are the sweetest girls. Their voices are just like honey. They are so good. Oh my gosh, it's Lilla Fleischman.
Correct.
Morgan.
Oh, she's giving this nervous glance. Morgan Santo.
Morgan Santo and Kitty.
Kitty Harris.
Kitty Harris.
I mean, they named her Kitty.
But she's so coquettish.
She's so sweet.
You've worked with them on Annie.
Lilla, yes, correct. Yeah,
I worked with Lilla on The Sound of Music when she was half her height.
So it's incredible, eh?
She's a veteran. She's not even a teenager.
Yeah, well, they're incredible. They're incredibly, and they hold it. And
they do.
And the audience thinks that they are that age, but the fact is they're not.
Mm. Yeah.
But the most important thing is that that's what you do with magical stars.
They're incredible.
I mean, I cannot wait to see Lily at the age of, let's say, like 22.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Leading lady, here we come.
It's incredible. A nominated ready for Fleur de Cup, the ladies done it.
Crazy, yep.
Magical things.
If I had an ounce of her composure at that age, I would, dare I say it, rule the world. The girls are absolutely super professional. It's incredible to think that they still go to school, still do all the normal things, but they are holding down a major musical like this.
And it's a major musical.
Yes, sir.
Because kind of like Annie, you can, but Matilda holds this thing.
I've never seen quite so many
words.
Members.
Words.
Okay, words.
Words.
Sure. I was going to go with
words.
With sort of manpower or person power, as it were. I mean, every department has like four or five different people like lighting sounds, design, set, yeah,
wardrobe, wigs. Like,
it's just, it's a vast, it's a show. Village. It's bigger than one expects, actually.
Which is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's unlike anything South African audiences have seen.
Isn't it amazing?
It's, yeah.
Don't we need more of this?
Absolutely. I mean, Matilda just celebrated its 7th birthday on West End. Mm. And it's still sort of contemporary musical theatre. Mm. It's not one of the classics. And I think we need more of that. Like you were just saying with Desmond, you know, to bring in the kids as well, to cultivate that theatre-going culture, get them in young. And this is exciting and it's sublime and spectacle.
Guys, yeah. I've got to tell you, I make TV. That's what I do. Yeah. And I've got to tell you, and I say this kindly, it's a hell of a lot of cutting, kind of making, producing stuff, all that stuff, what you said wasn't what you said, and cut, and generally, I've done kids' TV, years of television, but the one thing I appreciate about the stage is you can't cut.
You get one shot.
Got one shot. Yeah. Same as if you bring me a bad meal, I promise you I'm a more robust human. Don't... it up. Ever. Ever. You know, well, you can send it back and fix it. But you know, like, yeah. But you can't. Mm. And that's what I love about the fact that this industry is magnificent. Mm. It is. And if you inspire kids to see it on that platform, they can't see it just on a screen. Because the screen is, I'm sorry to lie, but bullshit. I'm sorry to be offensive to myself. But I mean, we cut it. We clean it. Yeah. But on stage, you can't do that. Behind the scenes, obviously the wig goes wrong, but you fix it up. Yeah. I mean, it's what happens.
There's just something magical about that the beauty of theatres. Everything is happening right in front of your eyes and everybody's discovering it together. Mm. And it's almost like a community. You're sitting on your couch watching TV, you're by yourself, you're not having a shared experience. The theatre is also a shared experience.
Excellent.
And you just get transported with 2,000 other people into this incredible world.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, love it.
Can we get Desmond Dube back on the line? Because I want him to sing. He's going to sing. We're going to do something here.
Sure. He's about 35 minutes to curtain up.
Well then he's vocally warm.
Exactly. Let's see if we get him. Hold a sec.
Oh, a breakfast show.
Oh, he's on. Dez, you there?
Ringing.
They're going to kill me. Not trying to get Janice, Bernard. Okay, well, he's not there.
He's avoiding.
Guys, they're prepping for a hell of a lot of stuff. And I must tell you, it's... How many shows are you guys doing a week?
8.
Okay, they're doing 9.
They do.
They win.
They do win.
No, there's no winning here. There's just beautiful stuff. Eh?
True. The audience wins, of course.
They do. Yes. I think Panto, those guys work hard. It's
seriously, it's that's, magical, I'm going on a diet trip. I'm going to do
it's
it.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Do you know, I told Janice and Bernard that I am going to play something.
Stunning. Yes.
Yes, of course.
Nice.
You must.
Do it. Everyone must.
Not.
You got to do Panto at least once.
I'm going for a weight loss program. I promise you, everyone's going to see how much weight I lose on that show.
Oof, and you do. I was once in a
I know
a
what the show
suit.
Is, by the way, because I've already been...
Oh.
Bravo! Yeah. Is this the first announcement of it?
No, we're not discussing anything. We don't discuss
you
things.
Just did it. It's on air. It's on record.
What did I say? I just said we're going to dance. Like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Come on.
Okay.
Well, congratulations, Alan Alden.
Of what?
On being cast in the forthcoming Panto?
No. I can tell you what the fourth... It's Jack and the Beanstalk.
Awesome.
Oh.
Which was with Hamant, who's exceptional.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
Casper De Vries is in it.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm not in that one.
And that awesome, okay. Gigantic, mechanical... giant, awesome. Yeah.
What did you play in that particular show?
So that year, the prince was played by Bongi, our sort of idols.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, and I was his kind of second, I guess, a guy called Dan Dini. There's a sort of a identity switch that we pull in the second act.
And I was a rat.
A rat.
She was a rat.
I was in a fat
and
suit.
And look at her
a
now.
A rat fat suit. At the back.
I want to be a rat.
Spitzing in the rat suit there at the back, puttershying and balleting up a storm.
Do you know, if I was in Snow White, I would like to be the Wicked Witch.
Yes. You see, everybody wants to be the villain. The villains are just so much more fun.
The devil has the best tunes, right?
Okay. No, not
go to heaven for the view and hell for the company.
No, not really. Because you guys play the villains.
Yep.
And people really hate you.
That's great. Oh, I love it. I think...
Well, we're abusing a small child. I know, it's a small girl child terrible. Who is the lead of the show and who is nothing short of a miracle in terms of her sensitivity, her intelligence, her fantastic ability to move things with her mind. It's this extreme world, and we are extremely bad.
Bad parents.
Bad Bingo. People, bad everything.
Completely bad self-obsessed. Hair. She's all about salsa. I'm all about hoodwinking people into buying clapped-up cars.
Yeah.
So,
which was great.
We have no room for this little girl. We didn't want her.
Mm-hmm.
We take out our frustrations on her. It's awful.
It's awful. You're awful humans.
When we actually acknowledge her
walls
existence.
Downhill. Yeah, exactly.
It's terrible.
She takes it out on me. I take it out on the girl. And
I would love to know one thing about the Wormwoods.
Wormwoods?
The
Wormwoods. The Wormwoods.
AL, it's your show. You say it however you want it, buddy.
Do you know that
they Juba, Jabba.
A thousand. Shut your face. Shut your face. How's that?
Still love a man. Shabba. Come on.
But his name is Stephen Shabba. I mean Jabba. Jabba.
I love the way
what
you say it. Sounds French. Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. Stefano
Joubert. Stefano Joubert.
No one listening to this will ever be able to forget my name now.
Stephen Jabba. Jabba like a rubber.
Yeah, my bro. You were going to say something though, buddy.
You know, I will tell you one thing. I learned some lesson in radio once. Make sure you allow other people to introduce the people that actually walk into the studio. John Burks said Basasana Mahalemela, who was Miss South Africa at the time. Mm-hmm. And John Burks said, I can't say her name, so please, Ellen, pronounce it. Basi. And Basasana Mahalemela. Boom.
Bravo.
It happens.
Yeah.
People can't pronounce everything. I mean, what are you supposed to be? That eloquent as Matilda does?
No.
John Travolta introduced Idina Menzel singing Let It
Go.
That was
terrible, yeah.
As Adele Kazim. At the Oscars, was it?
It was terrible.
Was it the Oscars? She was performing Let It Go from Frozen, and John Travolta came out and said, now singing Let It Go is... Adele Dazeem.
No, exactly. And then he apologized the year after. Okay, but that's the Oscars. Anyway. This is just the undue. I mean, for God's sakes, give us a break. I mean, come on. All right, so listen, we're going to sing something here. What do you want to sing,
Steven? I guess a little comedy number that I composed in my head just now.
Okay, let's go.
Well, since... Matilda is a very British piece, and it is brought to us by the Royal Shakespeare Company. I thought it was very appropriate to sing a song about an English country garden.
Ah.
What do you do when you need the loo in an English country garden? You pull down your pants and you paralyse the ants in an English country garden. You take a spade and you cover what you made in an English country garden. You take a leaf and you wipe you underneath in an English country garden. I think that's it from me, guys. I've adequately embarrassed myself.
That was really cool.
That's impressive.
I didn't really compose it in my head.
I liked your harmony.
Cheers.
So let's do it again. One,
no,
two.
Man.
No, and louder. Boom.
Why can't I sing something from the show?
No, just
would I get into trouble with the producers?
No, sing something from the show. What do you?
All right. Well,
he's got a great number,
and it's a crowd participation number. So when I point, you say the word telly. Okay.
Telly. Are we going?
Telly.
What are we doing? Yeah, there we go.
Telly. Yeah.
All right. All I know, I learnt from
telly.
The bigger the
telly,
the smarter the man, and you can tell from my big
telly
what a very clever fella I am. There we go. That was from the show, and well done. Thank you, guys. Wow,
we were good. Awesome. Tenniers.
You're much better than most of our houses. Let me tell you. Some of them don't want to play the game. Yeah. South African houses, we're a bit shy, yeah?
Because we're shy, man. We don't know what we're doing.
Scorn. I think it's great that, I mean, you're singing about, there's a, one of my favorite lines that Stephen says is, one of the only reasons we bothered evolving out of unicorns in the first place is the telly.
These people are totally obnoxiously stupid and ignorant. They are beyond. I mean, as I say, Roald Dahl painted in these extremes.
He trumped it, actually.
Bravo. There we go.
He trumped the car. Yeah. That's a, let's call it Trump.
We can indeed.
It's called, I like that.
I'm just saying, Tazza.
It's a turn of phrase. Yes, of absolutely. Course. Nothing to do with anything else.
Guys, what an industry.
Sure. Yeah.
I couldn't do anything else, Alan.
At this point in my life, I'm like, no, I
think you were here 2 years ago.
Oh, it's your last year as well. Man, it's our third year anniversary. You and me, baby.
Love, baby.
It was Annie, then it was The Play That Goes Wrong. Three's the Charm, huh?
Shame. And he's still married to a woman.
Almost.
Almost.
December. Happening in December.
I know.
I don't have a ring yet. But
if you're lucky, you'll be putting
a ring
on her.
When does the girl give me the ring? When do I get a ring?
I'm trying to work it out, baby. Don't worry.
Yeah, man.
My husband's living in damn Lebanon. Don't worry about that one. That's why we start like that, just to say, how you doing?
Yeah,
Habibi Anul Ain. That's how we do.
Okay.
And you?
Yeah, this is year 11 in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I was here was Rock of Ages.
Mm-hmm.
But also, love it. I mean, it's crazy, the ups and downs. What a beautiful place to be on the stage.
Guys, here's the thing. Can you do anything else? Hold on. Let me rephrase. It's a better question. You can produce.
Mm.
You can sing. You can dance. You can tap. You can choreograph. You can write.
Mm.
But could you do anything else than this? Could you be an accountant?
Maybe not an accountant. I mean, I do. I have a little side.
But you want to write your books and cook food and, but is this your passion or do you feed your passion?
I think this is the ultimate for me. This is what I want to do. This is the passion. But for me personally,
mm-hmm.
it's not something I can do forever. To me, it's not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Just because also the body doesn't want to dance anymore. Yeah. I mean, no, I absolutely love it. But I do think in
so
the
what
arts,
could you do with it?
That's well, the point. I've got a company that we do corporate event entertainment.
Tell me about
it. So from the background of storytelling, from theatre, what we do, I've just packaged actors into experiential campaigns, flash mobs, and corporate entertainment. So it's still entertainment, it's still storytelling, it's still theatre.
Claire Taylor, how do we get hold of you? That's the point.
Ah, well, my website is www.promotive.co.za.
Spell it.
P-R-O-M-O-T-I-V. Promotive.
Promotive.
And all over social media, I'm Promotive SA, at Promotive SA.
Great. And what do you do?
We do corporate event entertainment, experiential campaigns, flash mobs, event staffing solutions, hostesses, promo girls.
Cape Town, Joburg, everywhere. Okay, great. The country. Great.
Yeah. So that was my way of turning my passion of storytelling and theatre and performing and also an opportunity to give actors work, because there isn't theatre all the time. I don't think you can pay your bill, or very few people are lucky enough to be able to pay your bills purely from the arts. So I also think it's really important to push the idea of get a side hustle, get a plan B, and do it now if you're in the arts, because if you have something to finance you can continue developing the arts and bringing people into the arts. But if you're relying solely on theatre or the arts for a paycheck and not putting anything back,
it's all over the world, by the way.
Yeah, it's all over the world.
We're not Sarah Brightman, not being disrespectful, or Elaine Page. That it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you walk. I mean, the world. This is not New York City. This is not the West End of London.
A friend
though
of mine said,
we can do everything, and we have that absolute ability.
Oh yes.
There are lots of people that have such brilliant ability.
Mm.
And I think that we need to find that click, that switch.
Yeah. I mean, like you were talking about the panto and developing a theatre-going culture, the more that grows and the more people go to the theatre and support the theatre, the more the industry will grow. And I think it is growing. It's doing fantastically. There's so much going on. Mm. There is so many incredible things. The There's Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime coming.
I know, it's going to open. Beautiful.
There's just so many things in so many spheres of the arts going on. But if we can just keep growing it, that's
Stephen and Claire, let me just say something to you at this time.
We're getting deep.
No.
Sorry.
We're getting emotional.
I started to get there.
Wasn't it good? Oh, so good. Wasn't it fun?
Awesome. You broke the ice on the singing.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is that, to be honest, South African television is battling in many spheres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hear me here, because I do it. We look at dramas, we look at comedy, there's so many different stratospheres to it, because there's so many different language barriers and stuff.
Mm.
So you don't hear people break it into song or movies that break into song. So I think for our Southern African audiences across the board to go off to go and see something does better for them, because you see something that could work for you in a different sense. So what I'm saying to you is that, you know, we don't have Hakuna Matata. It's just not that. And I'm trying to explain to people all the time when it comes to TV or what I do, that this is not what we can't, we're not honing it perfectly. But our theatre hones into the senses that everybody can get across the board.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what language, how you see it, how you clap your hands. It sounds weird.
Experience.
I promise you, the human experience goes, wow, we can sing a song. When you look at television and it's a flat screen, I'm sorry, but I do it.
Yeah.
So I can, and I say this to the guys at the SABC, and I said it to the Minister of Communications, Nomvula Mokonyane. I said, listen to me, we are losing the plot by not showing how we can experientialize television into the stage. And that is what we're missing. We need more of that beauty, that dance, that clever way of the live media, because we are all on this. That's why I'm saying
screens.
Pick a song, boom, boom, boom. You know?
Yeah, it's like in a world where we're as connected as we've ever been. Cell phones.
We're so disconnected.
We're so disconnected as people.
So disconnected. Unless you're in the USA and then you do, what's it, the show with Hugh Jackman.
The
most amazing showman in the world, whatever.
Greatest Showman?
Greatest Showman.
What?
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's
that one.
Did you watch it?
The movie.
Feature.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a musical. I'm there. If it's a musical, I'm there. Yeah.
I love
it. But it was good, but I mean, it's a stage show on set, and it's outstanding.
Okay.
But we do it on our own stages.
Yeah.
But we do it on our own stages. I mean, I watch Polka Dots. That Matthew Coonan,
yes,
the whole team was incredible.
Drew and Rowan,
and it was a lovely production because, wow, everybody would like, who's the square, who's the dot?
Aww.
It sounds so weird, but guys, that's how it works.
Yeah,
Matilda in book form is incredible. You tell me now that Danny DeVito beat that show. Ever, he couldn't touch it.
He made it his own.
Yeah, but
it's a very Danny DeVito flick.
Of course.
A very 90s kind of flick as well.
Yeah. You know, but
I'd say this is the stage presentation is a more pure distillation of what's the spirit of the book, I'd say. Yeah. Keeping it British. It is a very British story.
And I think I think audiences, when they come and watch it, we all know the Matilda story, this incredibly gifted girl who moves things with her mind or her eyes with terrible parents. But when you come and watch the show, there's so much more. There's this like ominous darkness to it as well.
Yeah.
And there's really sad moments. I mean, I remember seeing everything for the first time. When we got together in the rehearsal room, initially everything was a little bit disjointed because we were working separately. So when we came together and started piecing this thing together, I was seeing things for the first time. And I had a good cry in like one or two. When Bethany Dixon sings a song, a beautiful song called My House. Oh, I was finished. And when that little Matilda sings, and there's so many moments that it's an attack on the senses.
I thought the set was incredible.
True.
I loved My House.
The power of suggestion. I mean, it's not coming back to the golden era of like actual practical sets, like seeing a house on stage. But you don't need it because of the intricacy of the lighting and just pulling the focus smaller, tighter around a more intimate setting and then blowing it out into the sort of the schoolyard. Damn right, Alan. The set is good.
Yeah.
But I want to come back to your point. No show that I've ever worked on or had any attachment to has made the point as clearly as this show has that you transcend a sort of emotional barrier when a character breaks into song. Like, as emotional as you can be within a scene, just sort of emoting with another actor, you can push past that into more extreme colors when you start singing your thoughts and your intentions and your subplots. And that's why, I think that's why this piece is particularly magical. It adds to what is already a very special story and just pushes it to the extreme in song. And that is the power of the musical. It's effectively the stage equivalent of pushing into extreme close-up and really getting into a character's mind. Because you're hearing them singing beautifully or painfully their thoughts. The penny really dropped on this show. I don't know. I've been working in musicals for a while, and for the first time, it made absolute sense.
You see,
that's how you get into that extreme place.
I know. It's Stephen.
Alan.
Jabba yabba yabba. Oh. Wasn't it good? Oh, so good. Wasn't he fine?
Oh.
Butchered it.
If you.
What a guy.
You see, this is the unview where we're the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Keep quiet. But it's what a piece. And you know why?
And funny.
Why I was surprised is because I expect it to be great because I haven't seen it before. You know, Jenny, I travel and
it's
I
got a name.
Well,
you have an expectation.
I didn't expect it to be that mind blowing.
Amazing. Aww. Oh, that's great.
Which is good because I knew what I was. Priscilla was exceptional, but I was expecting that. So I knew what we're going to get. Lion King, I burst into tears when the elephant came down. The West End, I promise you, I was like screaming. I thought I lost my mind. You know, seriously, I'm like an old lunatic. But it's okay, that was like 17 years ago. But I mean, it's. And then I was like, wow. When they do the AB. I don't know the. See, I don't know the music. So you walk there and you go, what's next?
That's amazing.
What's next?
Surprise.
That was. I was like that in the rehearsal room, watching the ensemble for the first time, because we hadn't been in the room with the ensemble either. My jaw was on the floor.
No,
goosebumps.
It's great. What did your parents say? Have they seen? Firstly,
aww,
hold on.
Oh dear.
So I want to just make this very clear. This now goes to Cape Town.
Yes.
For the December holidays.
Uh-huh. My hometown, baby.
Yeah, that's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And wow, go Cape Town because you're going to go crazy.
Yay.
So get off that damn beach. I know you all forget your tan. Promise you, you might get skin cancer. Go and see the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spend your life in the whole sun because it's kind of cool, but go and see the show. But I'm just saying to you, isn't it? Because sometimes you test the Cape Town run and you come back to Johannesburg.
Correct.
Now it's the other way around.
Yes.
Which is great. Artscape.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be. Sure, unbelievable.
Yeah, maybe even get some of that tourist dara. I don't know.
We don't care about that. That's not the point.
Locals, yes, please, everybody. Come
well, I mean, we're pretty full every night. I think this, it is.
Guys, can I just, it's not about a tourist. It's about someone that has to take South African theatre and say it's exceptionally as good as anywhere in the world. That's the point. There is, let me tell you, you cannot travel with Chicago throughout Asia without it being exceptional. It's the same concept. So we've got to now understand that what you watch in South Africa for $50, well, let's lie, $30, I promise you, is going to cost you $200 in America.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're getting it for free. Well,
yeah.
Heavily discounted and beautiful.
It's true. It's, and I think, to see something like this that is so, it surprised the industry. It's not one of the classics, like.
Well, you don't expect it.
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Yeah. So, it's a goodie, and the response so far has been amazing. We've been incredibly lucky, and I think it's just gaining traction. The more people are talking about it, the more the word of mouth's getting around. It's great, and if there's somebody in that theater who's never been into a theater before, and we can change one person's mind, or you know, just introduce that magic to one person, like, man, what a privilege.
I was surprised. That's the whole thing. I was so surprised by it. And I must tell you, I just thought the whole, because I was seeing the movie, and I was like, let's just like forget the movie, which I can't. I'll see it 3 or 4 times because I got like,
oh, I've missed super it. Fan.
Oh, shame.
Love you.
You can get to see all the different Matildas.
True.
So that,
true.
That's not the point. Okay. The point is, I like. How did they get that like L out there and that U out? Guys, watch the alphabet. I'm telling you, that song is incredible.
Breathtaking stuff.
So we're going to get Mrs. South Africa on the line right now because we're going to talk about her. She's launching something quite incredible. You're not moving because you're going to sing.
I sung already, man.
You're going to sing again.
Twice.
I sang with you.
Wasn't it good? Oh, so good. Wasn't it bad? Find a song. Find a phone. Nicole Kappa. Let's get on the line. Guys, isn't this great? Isn't it nice to have good music, good things happening?
Good conversation on the Unview.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've put on so much weight this year, I promise you.
Oh.
It's lovely.
Do a pick. Oh. Panto.
Please. Quite just.
Put it out there. Oh, amazing. Oh,
if not, why not?
Yeah.
But are we on the line? Have we got Nicole Kapp on the line? We got on the line? Just tell me when they're on the line. Okay. So, what are we going to sing?
Don't look at me, man. I've thrown 2 into the cauldron already. I think my lovely co-star over here.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I can give you the beginning of a song Mrs. Wormwood sings. The sort of intro before the song goes absolutely ballistic, and it's like being shot out of a cannon. But Mrs. Wormwood is basically explaining to Miss Honey, the beautiful, kind-hearted, intelligent teacher that sees the magic in Matilda. She's explaining to Miss Honey that looks are more important than books. So the
take
whole
it away, Claire.
Okay. <right. laughs> Let me shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Claire Taylor.
Somewhere along the way, my dear, you've made an awful error. You oughtn't blame yourself now. Come along. You seem to think that people like people what are clever. It's very quaint. It's very sweet, but wrong. People don't like smarty pants what go round claiming that they know stuff we don't know. What you know matters less than the volume with which what you don't know's expressed. Content has never been less important, so you have got to be loud. Yeah, that's her.
Loud.
Talking about.
We've got to be loud.
Looks are more important.
Guys,
than
I've got to tell you, Nicole Kappa's on the line. She's Mrs. Ooh, South Africa.
Yes, I'm looking.
This is.
Why
is
she in studio, man? I want to see her.
Hold. Listen. Calm down.
Okay, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Settle down, boy.
Nicole Kappa is one of the most exceptional people I've actually met in my life. Nicole, welcome to the line. How are you doing?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good, good. We're trying to Skype you, but we'll connect. Are you well, my dear?
Yes. I am very well, thank you.
Firstly, I want to just tell you about Mrs. South Africa. Nicole, it was wonderful. You got the title. People thought, wow, who is Mrs. South Africa? It's a very interesting question. And I want to share this with people for a reason. Because no one understands that as Mrs. South Africa, you have endured a year of extreme pain. Not only personally with your family, not only personally with your life, but you actually represent a lot what women don't understand. Now, I want to explain this to you, please, because, Nicole, I have a few minutes or a minute or two to do this. Because often people go, well, why do you enter this? Because Nicole actually is a genie, one of the most incredible businesswomen. And when she became Mrs. South Africa, she found that her husband was doing funny things with her best friend. Besides doing that, Nicole has an empowerment project that is empowering women and traveling around the country. Nicole Kappa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. What a way to jump right in. I love it.
I know. It's the truth, babe, but it's
I
what
love
it is.
No, I love it. Thank you. And I think I'm so passionate about it because, unfortunately, we have this societal culture in South Africa of perfection and image. And we all like to paint these perfect pictures on Instagram and put our best foot forward. I think we're all trying to impress each other so hard that we miss the truth. And My truth has always been that I'm just an ordinary South African woman trying to do something extraordinary in my community. Mm-hmm. And without that ordinary, real, authentic relatability, I have nothing. So, I'm not afraid to talk about what I've been through because it's a very normal thing that everybody goes through. We all have challenges of some sort. And if we don't talk about them, then we never heal and we never connect.
Nicole, no one understands that you almost died on a mountain walking up Everest, eh? Up Everest, eh?
Yeah, see, that was kind of a significant moment.
You see, I dig this because this is why I like to like do a little like boom. Wow. That you go like, wow, Miss Universe got whatever she got, Miss South Africa got whatever. And she almost died on Everest climbing for a cause. Wow. And she's Mrs. South Africa. Isn't this kind of cool? That is why, Nicole, we do what we do.
Wow.
Similar to shows like Matilda, Snow White. The whole point is the empowerment of young women, empowerment of women, of people, and of good men that stand by their women. That's the point. Go.
Mm. Yes, I agree with that. And going to base camp of Everest was a real enlightening experience for me. It's just an amazing journey, very introspective journey. But when I got there, I lost my luggage. So I was up there in the mountains. The airline lost my luggage, correction. And I was up in there in the mountains with no warm clothes and no sleeping bag, and I was fine until I got to base camp. And then you're very humbled very quickly when you're sleeping on a minus 20 degree glacier. Mm. And I got sick. I got very sick, and I had to be airlifted off the mountain. But the whole reason I went there was to advocate for people with limited lung function, people with rare diseases like my daughter. My daughter battles for her lung function every single day. And I got to feel what it feels like to not be able to breathe. And in those moments, I think it solidified my purpose even more. And there comes the moment where you have to choose your priorities. And every single day since that moment, I get out of bed in the morning and my passion is to be able to advocate for those who don't have a voice, and to be able to use my mobility and to use everything that I've got to advocate for those that don't have what I have.
Which is a great laugh.
Wow.
Which is a very good life. And I know that you have gone through hell and back. And that's why we opened the show with Snow White, Matilda in the middle, and Mrs. South Africa, who almost died at base camp, came back to South Africa, and husband left her, still surviving. And you're so proud that you are now introducing a story or a motivational discussion amongst people with eight phenomenal ladies. Tell us what it's about.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really excited about this project. I called it Uprising. And it's about telling the stories of ordinary South Africans that have faced extraordinary odds and massive, tumultuous challenges and made that hero decision. I think we all have a choice in that moment following the storm. Are you going to stand up and one more time when you know you don't have the strength to? Or are you going to lie down and be defeated? Mm. And it's those people that chose to stand up. And there's actually four women and four men. And their stories are on my website. It's rareheights.com/uprising. And it's really amazing to hear what they've been through and how they've managed to create incredible success in their life despite the challenges, actually because of the challenges. Mm. And that's why I want to talk about things, because the moment you try and pretend and cover up, you lose the gift in the experience. I don't know when or where along the way we decided that pain was bad for us and adversity was a negative experience, because it's actually the definition of the human experience. Mm-hmm. And it's what makes us able to relate with one another, help one another, have empathy towards one another, and ultimately is the greatest teacher.
Well, you know what, Nicole, I laud you and applaud you. And I'm so happy that you meet people that represent these titles, but they do it properly.
Authenticity.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, incredible.
Thank you, Ellen. I want us all to be a little bit more real. I think let's all start telling our stories. Let's start talking about what we've been through, and not in a negative victim mentality.
No, not at all.
That was actually my first thought when my life felt like it was falling apart. I made a phone call to my brother, who we both know, one of my heroes in life.
He's my hero. He's my orangutan. Seriously, the tallest man ever. He's
the only person I know with longer selfie stick arms.
He is the longest. And so hot. So hot.
He is so hot.
Yeah, he really is. His name's... It was
the bravest decision of my life to walk away when I did. And I'll never forget standing on the beach phoning my little brother. And this wise soul, I said to him, Matt, I'm going to lose everything. And he just said to me on the phone, three words I'll never forget. He said, what is everything? Mm. And I think in that moment, you redefine what's important to you. Mm. Image is not important. Career is not important. Your integrities and your values and my children are important. Okay. And that's why I made the decision that I made.
Nicole, we're going to have you in the studio.
I can't wait. I'll bring muffins. I don't cook, but I'll buy them.
Yeah. Okay. So Claire Taylor, Stephen. We got to sing her a song. Can you sing, Nicole?
Can I sing?
Yeah.
Listen, I can lip sync up a storm. I have an incredible memory for lyrics.
Okay, hold a sec.
Singing voice
Claire,
is lacking.
Give her a song. Come on, let's go. Isn't it good? Oh, so good. Find it, guys.
What about like something like?
Should I sing you my little girl's favorite song?
Yes.
Okay. So my daughter is 3 years old, and every single day she goes through 4 to 6 hours of therapy, and she doesn't know any different. She acts like a rock star, and her favorite band is Jimmy Eat World, and her favorite song is The Middle. So climbing my latest climb in the Drakensberg, climbing Mafadi, there I was singing to myself to get myself up a 30-meter chain ladder at night, singing.
We don't know it.
You said no, that's terrible, Alan. I will educate you.
I'm not three with a 3 year old.
In 90s rock.
We don't have the memory for lyrics like you do, yeah, my dear. Lyric learning is one of my banes, so please.
Really? I want to be a good team, I think. A good karaoke team. I'll have your back.
Cool.
Nicole Kappa, thank you for joining us. Thank you for what you're doing. And I must tell you, Mrs. South Africa, very, very proud. It's very, very cool.
I'm really grateful for the platform, and can't wait.
We'll get you in studio. Can't wait to play.
Yeah,
we're going to have fun.
Fun
stuff to do on Earth.
Thank you very much, Adam.
You know, Stephen, really. You're about to be buried in December. Oh, please. My Tum Tum's got 17 of them on there. Deal with it. Guys, thank you for joining me.
It's been the greatest pleasure, man.
Matilda is exceptional, and I cannot wait. I've got some of the team members coming next week.
Yes.
I can't wait to have Nathan back because he can play stuff. I don't know how all this technical. I just point and it's generally executive
mouthpiece.
Producer. It's, whatever. It happens. Guys, Matilda is exceptional. It's happening at the Teatro at Monte Cassino, and then it begins in December at the Artscape in Cape Town.
Joburgers, don't miss out, man.
We close on the 2nd of December.
Must close because we head down to the coast.
Selling fast.
Which is going to be exceptional. I want to just also add that in the meantime, if you're going to see one, see the other, because the pantomime, you've got to double up.
I hope we get
South
the
African
chance.
Theater.
I hope we do. Yeah. I hope we can catch like an AM show or something.
Or see something exceptional.
Yeah, man.
The Little Prince is happening at the same time.
True.
Love Yaku.
Yes.
Exceptional.
Yaku Rins,
beautiful things happening. And people are happy. And that's what, and I've got to tell you, get your kids away from the TV screens and take them to a show.
Absolutely.
I mean that.
Support South African theatre. Support the arts.
No, it works better in the live medium. Wherever it goes, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Desmond Dube, the one and only Stephen Jabba.
Yeah, baby.
Claire Taylor.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kappa, Mrs. South Africa. Don't miss it. I want to say one thing. Never forget, this is cliffcentral.com, and this is The Unview, where we're the thin, the rich.
And the fabulous.
But we don't know who exactly we are. But we're always what?
Fabulous!
This is CliffCentral.com.